Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Greg Mulevey. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kerry Self. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Carraway. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pat Carraway. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Larry Betancourt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a line drive into right field. Betancourt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Mulevey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulevey hits a pop-up towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood bunts towards third. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive towards short. Levy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mulevey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mulevey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive towards third. Kress reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Self for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress bunts towards third. Self fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kress. The throw from Grubb and he is out, Cecil applying the tag. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carraway for the out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 1 in the game. Funk hits a line drive into right field. Betancourt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman takes first base on ball 4. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0 for 1 in the game. Shult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaufman moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kaufman moves to third. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Schult moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kress strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Mulevey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulevey is 0 for 1 in the game. Mulevey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goslin throws the ball into Levy, who tags Whatwood trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0. Browns. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 1 in the game. Betancourt hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball into left field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-1 in the game. Self hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns bunts towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Goslin hits a line drive into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway is 0-for-1 in the game. Carraway hits a fly ball into right field. Betancourt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-2 in the game. Funk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0-for-2 in the game. Malivi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Funk. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-2 in the game. Betancourt hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Funk. Betancourt reaches second base with a double. Farrell scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Betancourt scores. It's 4-0, Browns. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Kaufman covering, for the out. Jolly moves to second. Two outs. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-2 in the game. Self takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jolly moves to third. Self moves to second. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Grubb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 0. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling pinch hits for Pat Carraway. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Appling reaches second base with a double. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-3 in the game. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. One out. Bruce Campbell pinch hits for Greg Malivi. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Browns. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Whatwood hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Betancourt. Whatwood reaches second base with a double. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a fly ball into right field. Betancourt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Luke Appling now playing second base. Paul Gregory now pitching. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Farrell bunts in front of the plate. Grubb fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Blue reaches second base with a double. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Self takes first base on ball 4. Sam Gray now pitching. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Blue moves to third. Two outs. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Frank Grubb. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.